Okay, y'all, for real this time, I'm introducing myself. My name is Daisy, and I would like for everyone on my Facebook will know who you guys are. These are my best friends, and they're all going to introduce themselves because they're going to be up here. Okay.
I'm Gucci.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Kill.
And this is Tessa, a.k.a. Charlamagne Junior.
Okay, so the topic we chose for tonight is hoes and maintaining your hoes while you are in a relationship. So we would like Kale to start off talking about how he feels he maintains his hoes throughout his relationship and how he keeps everybody at bay. So go ahead, Kale, let the people know what they need to do to get it right.
All right, so y'all.
Y'all in trouble.
Y'all know it ain't easy, you know, maintain a hoe. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't got none. I got one. She ain't a hoe, but you know. But you gotta think about it like this. You got a hoe, and you got a man. Or you got
okay,
a hoe.
All right, you know what? Let's really talk about it. What is a hoe?
I would say a hoe is just like a jump off, really. Just somebody you just.
Tessa, that was a whole nother conversation.
A quick nut and that's it. Somebody you just feel like, hey, they ain't talking about shit, so let me go over here to deal with and see what they talking about.
When they say hoes, they don't mean necessarily that these people are hoes out here fucking off. So we don't even answer that question right now. We just saying how you juggle having many girls.
But hold on. See, you just started something now. So how you gonna say how what make you think that they not talking about actual hoes? People who just out here hoes.
That's just so what we talking about. You said we talking about hoes and how you maintain hoes when you got a girl.
I mean, okay, well, maybe we should just clear the air and just discuss what a hoe is in general. So okay. Everybody need to say what they take is on a hoe. So I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, ladies first.
I feel like a real hoe really deals with like the person mentality and how they feel about you. Like if they really like in it, like for real, they really care about you. I don't necessarily depend on being a hoe. I think that it's somebody that you just feeling like that, who just feeling you. Now if it's somebody y'all got a mutual agreement, like I don't really fool you like that until I want to do something, you know what I'm saying? And you feel the same way about that person. And I feel like okay, that's a hoe. That's somebody who clearly knows that you're just using them for a specific thing. That's what I feel like a hoe is. So somebody else can go next. Okay,
Hold on, wait a minute. Before Tessa go, I just want to make it clear, Tessa. You don't need that philosophical shit. We ain't talking about no whore.
Let me do my take. So to me, a hoe.
There you go.
Mentality. A hoe. Is somebody who, you know what I'm saying, they just trip, you know, somebody who just, you know, throw you a little money here and there, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who's just gonna finance you, somebody you finesse, you know?
That's a sugar daddy.
That ain't a sugar daddy, because you don't necessarily gotta be smashing them.
But you ain't gotta be smashing a sugar daddy. He can ask for some.
Really don't.
Mr. Clarence can ask all day.
Hold on, who the hell is Mr. Clarence?
I'm just saying, that's the old ass man name.
Listen.
Sugar daddies, y'all got to go for the oldest nigga name.
Y'all still ain't answered the question, man. A hoe
is a girl or a nigga who is one who is around here fucking any and everything that.
That is a hoe. That is a hoe.
That is a hoe.
A dude.
No, that's a whore. That's
a whore. A whore is on the corner making money. A hoe is a person who fuck you for free. That's a hoe.
Yeah.
A whore is somebody who's, you know what I'm saying,
making some money. What would you do if your son was at home for type of shit like that? Crying out alone. That shit there.
That's so
I'm just saying.
I can't.
But for real though, but listen to the word. You have a hoe, and then you have a whore.
She's not even a whore, though. She's not a whore for that, bro. She's not a whore.
She found her sugar daddy.
What would you do if your son was at home crying out loud on the bedroom floor? Because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man
for a little bit of money.
You prostitute. She's a whore.
Because she maybe she only did that one time.
Okay, but she's still a whore. She making profit from
fucking. She a sugar baby.
No.
A sugar baby.
How you know she messing with a man that's older than her? She's a whore.
Who said sugar daddy's got to be old?
The fuck? A sugar daddy, that's your fucking daddy. He's old. What the hell?
They ain't got to be old. They could just take care of you like your daddy here. They ain't got to be old, though.
Well, he got an old-ass mentality. his spirit, soul, man, Clarence. Timothy Johnson, some shit. Like
and
that.
It's real.
Not Timothy. The third.
See you. All right. Like I said, they want to be all philosophical and proper. I'm gonna break it down properly to y'all.
Okay.
There are two types. There's a hoe and Ooh. There's a whore.
We gotta get the next segment of the topic on.
Okay. So listen to what I'm saying. A whore is a person who fucks and makes a profit. That is a whore with the R and a W in it. A whore. A hoe is one that's just out here fucking any and everybody for free. Hoe. She ain't getting shit but some dick.
I can't hear what you talk about. Poor.
Listen.
Because me, I change. Change. Black youngster.
Oh, shit.
Okay. What a hoe is. I want everybody to talk about how you know you in a whole situation. Like, how you know you got a hoe, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know that the relationship that you have with a person is a whole relationship? Like, what are the signs? Like, tell the people how they supposed to know that they might be a hoe. They might think they're a man, but they might be a hoe.
Let me go first. You know you're a hoe if and when you take you a duffel bag with a rag, a toothbrush, and some soap.
No towel. Night,
no towel.
Thread.
And after you get finished, get your goddamn. You don't take no bath. You just wash off and put your goddamn clothes and shoes back
you
on.
Got no
fat.
Towel shoes. You don't wear shoes. You take your whole bath.
You don't wear to the shoe. You wear slides. You slide your goddamn feet in so you can
with
walk.
The
right
the tail, with the fur on it. With the fur on it.
Yeah, the fur of the Adidas slide or the Nike slide. For the niggas, and you just walk straight up out the door after you get done. That's how you know you're home. That's how you know you're a hoe.
Nah, for real. I feel like you know you're a hoe. Okay. So, say for instance, if you're talking to somebody, and that male or that female don't necessarily get the main attention. You don't feel like you don't talk to them every day. You just sort of, you know what I'm saying? They sort of just talk to you when it's convenient for them or when they want something or when you want something. It kind of benefits.
Okay,
Goosey.
Oh.
Damn, what the question was?
You good, Goosey? Come on.
Oh my god. But how does somebody supposed to know, like, when they a hoe in a situation?
Oh. Well, I mean, I say I feel like a hoe is somebody who can match multiple people. And, you know what I'm saying, at the same time or in a short, you know what I'm saying, too close, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, just because you smashing one nigga, he can't call you a hoe because y'all smashing, because you could be... He could be the only one, as far as he knows, that you smashing. But if you know that you know what I'm saying, you can smash 7 different niggas in a week, you should know that then you're a hoe.
Yeah, every day.
But as far as the guy, he don't know that you smashed all these niggas, so he can't call you a hoe because y'all smashing. Y'all.
But your conscience can call you a hoe, though.
Huh?
Your can call you a hoe.
You said what?
Your conscience.
Yeah, I said you know you a hoe and you can fuck 7 niggas in a week, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
God ain't too happy with that.
Uh-uh.
He don't like chaos.
Not at all. Okay,
but,
so. Oh, go ahead.
But if you know how people feel like girls are a hoe if they smash somebody on the first date or the first date or whatever.
Ooh, sound effects.
That's some hoe shit. But you ain't necessarily got to be a hoe for that. You feel me?
All right.
But I mean, some niggas can be like, smash her on the first night, she a hoe. She easy, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But in reality, the bitch could have just been not had sex for like 2 years and she got that to wait no more.
See, if y'all waited 2, you can wait 2 more.
Okay. You gotta talk to the hoe about that, man. Hold on. But okay, we can go on to the next question.
Next topic.
Hello.
Hello.
Nathan, what's the next topic?
Hello, Governor.
Nation.
Oh.
Hoodoo.
We're gonna start here.
What going on?
Where you at, bro?
I'm here.
We were talking to you.
What you mean? I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah, we can hear shit you were saying.
Oh, y'all can hear that I was saying?
No.
Okay, bro. You know what? Bro, I'm doing something crazy. But listen, okay, so the next topic or the next part of the conversation is, how do you maintain your hoes? Like, if you know you a dude who got multiple people, or you know you a girl who got multiple people, and you might be, you know what I'm saying, in a relationship, or you might be talking to somebody new, how do you keep them from doing? How do you keep your hoes, like?
Let me go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's all about having control and letting people know their place. If you have to lie to bitches to have hoes, you don't really have hoes. You have significant others that you're lying to. But if you can tell these bitches, like, listen, I have a girlfriend. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I just kick with you. We smash from here on there, but that's it. That's how you maintain it. Because once you put them in their place, they can't get mad at you. Like, oh, he lying. He fucking with us bitches. You told them. So, honestly, I feel like honesty is key. Now, for your main girl, of course you're not going to tell her. But as long as you keep your hoes in check or your side people in check, your main girl wouldn't know. But I wouldn't promote this behavior now. I think this is wrong. But yeah. To control that, I feel like you need to make sure you put everybody in their position. That way, you can't never say you were lying to the side bitches. Like, I told y'all I had a girl. I told y'all you weren't the only one I was fucking with. So, understand, this is my girl. We ain't with all that, you know what I'm saying, social media shit. We smash and, you know what I'm saying, smoke when we want to do that. And that's it. You have to make people understand. And if they can't understand that, you don't need to fuck with them because that's going to fuck up what you got with your girl.
Okay. All right.
Who the fuck
would
need sound effect, bro? Did you say?
I said, who else got something to say? Did they want to add to it?
I can't add anything to it. I mean, I ain't got no home, but just from observing people and hearing people's stories, like Gucci said, I'm gonna piggyback a little bit off of. It's all about maintaining. Cause like if you telling one person that you just love them and all that kind of shit just to eat, you really got a significant other. So it's like, ain't no point of you sitting there lying. I mean, we all grown and adults. If you feel like you comfortable enough to smash and shit, you just should be straight up like, hey, this all I came to do. This all I wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let get her done. Let do this shit. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no point of sitting here. Ain't no point of sitting here flexing and be like, man, I love you. Hey, I really want to be with you and all that kind of shit. Then play game when it come down to when they start being like, hey, what's up with you saying? You know, you wanted to be with me and all that shit. Oh, man, I just wanted to smash. And in a moment, then now you see me looking like both of the goddamn clown. You know what I'm saying? It's all about maintenance, man. Maintenance. Keep your maintenance up. Just like
okay.
A car.
Okay. Just like a damn car.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway. So Tessa ain't got nothing to add. You guys like
nah.
Okay. I feel like this is gonna be probably like the last question on this segment. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to upload this And then if we want to do another one, then we can just start another one, like with a friend topic. But so my next question: have you ever been a woman and been okay with it?
What, like, baby, I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, I mean,
have you ever known you were a hoe? Have you ever somebody hoe and been like, okay, I'm just because I know my place.
That shit, it sounded like you breaking up. All I heard was, have you ever known that you was somebody hoe?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question I had was, have you ever been the hoe in a situation? And how did you know you were a hoe in a situation? If you were ever a hoe in a situation.
You said, how did you know you was the hoe in a situation if you was ever the hoe in a situation?
Yeah, like how, like have you ever been the hoe in a situation that we're talking about? Like have you ever been in that space?
Oh. Oh.
No.
Okay. Hell?
Nah, I've never been a, I ain't never been a hoe.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess I'm not saying like a hoe hoe, like
you know, just doing crazy.
Okay. Tessa?
Well, it all depends, because what I could say is that everybody at some point in time probably has been somebody else's host, you know what I'm saying? Technically, you know what I'm saying, everybody might not be taking it seriously, could be taking somebody seriously, but if they could be doing and be like, yo, I don't know if I really want to be they hoe, you know what I'm saying, you know, you don't want to click with someone, so I can say that normally that we might have a hoe. Just simply by being associated with people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you think of it,
okay. Well, everybody say what your name is, so we can go ahead and clear that up. Okay, so my name is Daisha again, and this is my station. So I just want to thank everybody who's watching. And please let us know any comments that you may have. Y'all can go ahead and close y'all stuff out.
Okay, deuces. Nice talking to y'all.
Hey, it was good talking to y'all. They care.
This is Charlamagne Jr., a.k.a. Tessa.
Big. All right, we'll be back with the... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, huh?
Oh, no, I was just saying we out here.
Okay, well, we'll be back with another statement for you guys. So we hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.